Again, one of us in the room here is occasionally receiving challenged.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And you keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep back at you, bud.
And so a part of what it seems takes place when, even when good things are coming our way.
That's right.
When people are caring for us, maybe people are trying to love us, people are trying to give to us, and yet at times it's kind of almost not sticking.
It's like water going through a sieve.
We're not really receiving it. And we have come to find that one of the most common underlying challenges there is a question.
Am I worth it?
Am I worth it?
That's a hard question to ask.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. We all want to be significant. Well, we all do. We all want to be significant. And in our postmodern world, where do we find significance? Perhaps it's what we own, or what we do, or how many people know our name. We all want to be significant. But where is true significance found and experienced in the real world? Well, you'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. Great Commandment Radio, hosted by Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. It's Friday, so let's get started. Here's David with this week's special guest, Jim Walter from Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, this is the TGIF edition of Great Commandment Radio. It's good to be Friday here with you, Jim Walter.
Hey, it's always good to be with you, David, no matter what day of the week it is.
There you go. And as we head into the weekend, one of the things that always seems to be fitting, as many of us head off to places of worship this weekend, is that they become more than just an event we go to. That there's a sense of we are prepared in our hearts to consider, now, why am I really here? Why has God put me here? You know, what's life all about on today's program? The significance of your life. Where's it found? Early in the week, we've alluded, in fact, to a bumper sticker that we sometimes laugh at, but it's so painful, Jim. You know, he who dies with the most toys wins.
And that's a thought that was, I think, pretty common for our crowd. But we've got these 30s and unders, this postmodern generation that, you know, they look at that bumper sticker and they go, what a joke.
That's right.
I mean, that is just in no way a part of their frame of reference whatsoever. But, you know, the questions that you're raising, though, I remember asking some of those same questions when I was considerably younger than I am right now. You know, who am I? Where am I going? And most especially, why am I here? And we have got to have some clear answers to that question, David, because everyone and everything else out there is telling us what they think the answer is.
That's right.
What is the answer to that question? That is something that I believe everybody in all these generations are really looking for.
That's right. And on today's program, we're going to be suggesting that there's great opportunity, even in the midst of the challenges, there's great opportunity in the midst of this postmodern world if you and I can center our life significance. If we can find and explore our significance, why am I here, and center it in relationships. Now, that's just real practical. We're going to head off to some maybe worship experiences, small group Bible studies, whatever they may be this coming weekend, why am I there? Am I there to fill in the blanks? Am I there to take the notes? Am I there somehow to kind of impress someone that I know the answer to this one? Why am I there? Am I going to be there? Am I going to be there to love a few people well? Am I going to be there to get to know a few people around me in a deeper way than I have before? Am I going to be there to express an initiative of care to a few people walking down an aisle or greeting in a foyer? Am I going to be able to love and what the Bible calls impart my life just a little this coming weekend? Maybe that's where significance is. Not in what we accomplish or achieve, but in how we express His love to a few others. And I think what you're saying, Jim, is our world today is longing for more of that. And that's what makes our experiences together as the family of God either relevant or irrelevant as to how much of that is being experienced.
See, if it's not about, you know, having the most toys or doing the most good works or activities, if it's not about that, what is it about? You know, there's some things in our Kingdom Calling resource that I know we've been focusing on all this week that have really profoundly touched my heart. And the whole idea that I am a bearer of the glory of God, that the glory of God is dwelling in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, that same fire and cloud that guided the Israelites through their journeys in the wilderness, that same Shekinah glory that dwelled in the temple and in the tabernacle, that same glory that departed from the nation of Israel because of their sin and ultimately because of their rejection, just not wanting the presence of God with them, that same glory of God that was in Jesus Christ, who dwelled in Him, that glory is now dwelling in us, David. Now, you know, That's more than just a theological concept. That's a concept that can transform my whole sense of purpose for why I'm here. And we have got to have some practical understanding of the implications of that. And then that's something we have got to pass along to other folks so that we can offer some different answers
right
to the question of why I'm here than the ones that our culture is attempting to offer us.
Yeah, now, what you've just given us will be the subject of today's program particularly as we explore in our teaching segment, how is it that I will express the glory, the very presence of God today, this weekend, to a few other people around me? How will I express that sense of His presence? Now, that's purpose in life. If I'm able to experience not only the knowledge of who He is, not only the truths concerning His Word, but if the Spirit of God is able to take my relationship with Him, my understanding of truth, and then through me express the very life and love of Christ, that gives life meaning and purpose. It begins to answer, that's why I'm here. Christ in you, God's only hope of glory. That's the teaching segment we'll focus on next on Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Jim Walter of Intimate Life Ministries, be sure to visit our website. In fact, bookmark it. Now, there's a postmodern term. Make it a bookmark on your computer to visit our website every day, because every day we have free downloads for you. You can hear this broadcast and others. You can find out about Great Commandment churches in your own community or how to get your church or ministry involved, and resources like Kingdom Calling. You'll be hearing a clip from our Kingdom Calling training course coming up next. And of course, every day we have a free download for you. Another tidbit in walking a great commandment life. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We'll continue with Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
I had done a really bad job of leading a very self-reliant life.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
This is the first time I've heard this, folks.
I had left you out of a whole lot of my life, and I was kind of doing my own thing, and I left you to kind of do your own thing. And then we kind of came together occasionally for the sake of the kids. And it was a pretty lonely marriage. And God began to work in my heart to say, this thing's supposed to be a partnership. It's not supposed to be a solo deal.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, daily, biblical, practical how-tos for loving God and loving others. Ever heard the old country song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? Many of us are looking for love and significance and relationship in all the wrong places. Where do we turn? Who do we look to? Well, let's go to our Kingdom Calling training course for some ideas. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
See, a part of this whole journey of kingdom calling is to come to be certain about who He is, about who you are, and you are the beloved of God. You are not the person who believes all those great doctrines about Christ. I hope you believe those right doctrines, but that is not who you are. You see, if we're not careful, we will think that our knowledge of Him is who we are. If we're not careful, we'll begin to think that those behaviors that we do, or those behaviors we at all costs don't do, that's who we are. I hope you're doing some of those godly things. I hope you're not doing some of those sinful things, but those things are not your identity. Your identity is the one who's been loved by Him. And that has a wonder about it that must be a part of the mystery of discipleship, of coaching men and women to see who they really are. And so, as I gather to have those very precious times of imparting not only the gospel to people, but my very life, it's not primarily at this point about do they know more Bible verses than if they filled in all the blanks. How many people do we have who filled in all the blanks? Whose bookshelves are filled with notebooks. But on some painful level, they have no freedom and wonder of knowing who they are. You see, when the evil one can steal who you are, you'll never have great boldness and passion for what you're called to do. All the evil one has to do to shut down the power of the Great Commission is to steal from his people the identity of who they are. And so in a simple way, this journey is about the simplicity of who is he? Oh, he is the Christ, the one who's loved you. Who are you? You're the recipient of divine love. You're the beloved of God. That's your identity. Did you know that understanding who he is, understanding who you are, being empowered to walk in the light of his word, of the fellowship of the Son, will keep you hearing and yielding, and your spirit will be strengthened to so where you'll be able to sense him in order that you can pass on that love to others, and they'll be impacted for the cause of the Great Commission. A closing last story. Some years ago, Titusville, Florida, we had a large group of people in training that night, and we're training them in what we've talked about of walking in the light of the Word. We spent that whole training conference focusing on a long list of Bible verses that before we get out of this room, we told them, we don't care if you fill in any blanks. What we want to make sure happens is that you experience every one of these Bible verses on this list. And we went down the list of just experiencing Bible verses. Man, we were encouraging one another. We were speaking words that edify. We were rejoicing together. We spent times of godly sorrow. God, sorrow my heart of the sin in my life. We didn't just talk about godly sorrow. We actually spent time experiencing it. Now, I want you to imagine all of this auditorium, there are people who are ministering Bible verses to one another. They're experiencing Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. They're experiencing Romans 12:15, mourn with those who mourn, and people are hugging one another and tears in eyes and arms around one another. And the worship leader is continuing to lead worship as this takes place. And I moved off the platform to the back of that church and I stood there grateful for what God was doing in the place as people were experiencing him at the point of his word. A young man walked in the back door. His name was Ray, I would come to find later, a single man who had been intrigued by the parking lot full of cars on a Friday night. He walked right up to me and he looked out over these people who were comforting one another. And he said to me, "What are they doing?" I said, "They are comforting one another." He broke. "That's what I need," he said. He just lost his job at the Kennedy Space Center. He had a broken engagement with his fiancée. He just put his elderly mother in a nursing home. Ray needed the glorious riches of what he saw happening among God's people. And in the next few moments, one of those ministers had the privilege to lead Ray into a glorious relationship with the real Jesus. Can you see what was happening in that room? The hearing and yielding to God was producing love among his people. And the unbelievers say, "That's what I need." That was the secret of Pentecost.
Dr. David Ferguson from our Kingdom Calling Training Course, training in how to experience God's calling on your life and relationships. You can attend the Kingdom Calling Course. You say, "Well, how do I get there? I don't have time." Well, this is the 21st century, after all. You can attend by DVD or audio CD with the same workbook used in the live course. Go to greatcommandment.net. You'll find out about this week's resource. And every week, our resources go to support a ministry in your own community. That's the ministry of local Christian radio. We support churches, we support local ministries, and we love to support local Christian radio. You can too by ordering Kingdom Calling today. Go to greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Final thoughts with Dr. David Ferguson for the week, right after this on Great Commandment Radio. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
It's easier to put that trust and receive from God than the person that's sitting next to us or somebody in our family, because we don't have a history, so to speak.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are you pretty good at reading the Bible, and in many ways you're pretty passionate about it, but the Bible hasn't really hurt you, hadn't let you down? And maybe some of us are really good at our prayer times, and we're really great at checking off the devotional time, because as Teresa said, we don't sense the Lord's really let us down huge ways. But when it comes to people, if people kind of let us down and hurt us to the point that we've denied that we even need them.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008, or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Why are you here? What a penetrating question. And, you know, on today's program, even as we finish out the week, we've been challenged to think about that question, maybe in a little different way. Why am I here? I'm here to love. I'm here to love Him and to love a few others around me. In this closing segment, let's talk a little practically as to what that might mean. I think a part of why you're here, your significance, your purpose in life, is first of all, to be a lover of Him, a lover of God. And we do that in some very interesting ways. First of all, you and I express love to Him by our faith. What are you trusting God for? Do you have some promises you're holding on to? Things haven't come about yet, and yet you are believing God for them. The Father looks down, and He sees His children expressing faith. That's one of the ways you bless Him. It's one of the ways you love Him. Could I encourage you in your walk of faith to hold on to some of the precious promises of God? And in some strange, mysterious way, He's blessed by that as He sees the faith of His children. Another way we bless Him and live out our significance as a lover of God is to give testimony to our grateful hearts of how we've been loved. You remember the psalmist? Bless the Lord, O my soul. How about today? Let's bless him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Let's give testimony. As we approach this Lord's Day, let's look for some opportunities in those small groups or in that adult Bible fellowship or mixing and mingling in the foyer of our churches and places of worship to just reflect a little bit gratefully on someone saying, how are you? Rather than just the flippant, shallow answer, how about, you know, I was reminded this week of how blessed I've been with the friends he's brought into my life, for the way that he has graciously accepted me in the midst of some of my strangeness this week. How about give testimony to him? It's one of the ways we practically express our love of him. To trust him in faith, to give testimony of a grateful heart concerning him. That's part of how we love him. And how about loving others? Again, that's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. Of all those 66 books we call the Bible, if we could just live a few of those verses, on today's program we're saying our significance is found in just fulfilling that greatest of commandments, loving him, loving a few others. Let's start practically with what we call our Jerusalem. You remember, we're to be witnesses to our Jerusalem. Who's that include? My Jerusalem, who will be joining me on next week's program, starts with a lady named Teresa, my wife. How about you? And then we've been blessed with some children as gifts from the Lord. And so my Jerusalem includes Terry and Robin and Eric. And God's blessed us with their spouses. They're a part of our Jerusalem, and some grandchildren. How about you? How about some opportunities to express a little of God's love to some of them? Maybe accepting them at some point of struggle. Maybe comforting them in some time of disappointment. Let's start with our Jerusalem. And then how about our Samaria? You know, we're to be witness in Jerusalem, Samaria. Let's call those the traffic patterns of life. You see, your life has some traffic patterns as you make your way through life and the workplace and places you do your gas and restaurants you visit. I had the opportunity just yesterday morning in a restaurant that many of us on our team frequent to have made reference to a waiter who tends to look out after us very frequently. He was off on Monday. It was his birthday. One of the other wait staff had told me that, and so when we went in yesterday, I said to him, you know, heard you were off for your birthday on Monday. He said, oh, yeah, it was great. And I said, you know, I had lunch at another place yesterday, and I was sitting there, and I was reminded of your birthday. And I thought, you know, now somebody who works in a restaurant, you'd probably get tired of eating in this restaurant. And I handed him a gift card for him to have a special meal or two at another restaurant. I think he was a little surprised that a customer took thought of his birthday. You see, we all have some traffic patterns of life. People we run into and interact with and oftentimes can easily take for granted. And yet, a part of our new identity, who are we? Oh, we're lovers of God, and we are lovers of other people. In our Jerusalem, in our Samaria, and in our uttermost parts of the world. How about you? Could that give life meaning? Could it give life meaning to awaken in the morning with that sense of, I get the opportunity to love God today, to bless him, to bring pleasure to the Creator. And I get to love a few other people around me. Put some names with their faces. And let's begin to express real practical ways his likeness, his love. It'll give meaning to life. And that's a part of what'll bless him. That we would enjoy exceeding abundance beyond what we could ask or think. Experience life and life abundant. Thanks for joining us this week. We look forward to being with you next. Bless you now.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Well, that wraps up our week on relationship challenges in a postmodern world. But it doesn't wrap up our challenges. They continue every day. That's why we urge you to visit our website. Because today, like every day, we have a free download waiting for you. How-tos for living and walking a great commandment lifestyle. Loving God and loving others as you love yourself. Go to greatcommandment.net for today's free download. And while you're there, please order the Kingdom Calling Training Course so that you can experience God's calling, His calling in your life and in your heart, and very practically in your relationships, from work to family to even your church. It's Kingdom Calling, and every order goes to support local Christian radio in communities nationwide. Kingdom Calling. Order it today. The free download. Get it today. Other resources. And find out about our Great Commandment Network of Churches. Or get your church involved. Or get involved in a church. Go to greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us this week for Great Commandment Radio. More how-tos for loving God and loving others coming up next week. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.